Writ Large is bringing a local storyteller showcase to the Wheeler Opera House this Sunday at 8 p.m. Joining me in studio is Alia Howe.
Hello.
Ileana Renteria Bernal.
Hi.
And Brandon Jones.
Greetings, Earthlings.
A.K.A. DJ Thunder Bunny.
That's neither here nor there.
And this represents the director and curator being Alia Howe. And full disclosure, I am also one of the storytellers.
Really,
give it up for Ali Burley.
Give it up for my wonderful guest here. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about it. It's been a really interesting process for me, at least, and we haven't really had a lot of time to network as the storytellers will be doing a rehearsal tonight, but it's coming up quick.
Yes, it comes up on this Sunday at 8 p.m. at The Vault, which is the upstairs lobby bar in the Wheeler. It's completely free, and I am just so thrilled that Jenna Buller, the executive director at the Wheeler Opera House, and her team really deeply supports community voices and programming. And of course, to you, KDNK, for supporting our voices by letting us speak about what's going on Express Yourself. Thank you.
And Alia, could you begin by explaining a little bit of how this cast of storytellers came together?
Miracles. Magic. A date comes and a conversation arises. Would you like to? Would you be interested? And people throughout, I mean, the Writ Large storytelling series has been going on for over 5 years, thanks to the past owner of Justice Snow's restaurant, Kylie Michelle, whose sole mission was to promote and give a venue for community programming, especially in the performing arts. And she, for the years that she was there, just constantly hosted poetry, storytelling, the Salon series, an Americana series. But to come back to the storytelling series, it was really her baby in terms of, I think local stories are really important. And she was the founder and the name. And then it was handed into my lap. We were originally a team, but the team dispersed because it's quite a lot of work, as you now know. And I think a community narrative is really important, and a community without a strong narrative doesn't survive very long. And it's amazing that for 5 years plus, the storytelling events have been growing and supporting different nonprofits, individuals, and the audience just grows and grows in heart, in ability to listen, and it's very healing. We're on computers, we're on cell phones, and we don't listen. We have bullet point meetings about what you're up to, what you've achieved, what you dream of, and boom, it's time to go back onto the next thing. So this evening is an antidote to our really fast-paced times, and it's just like, tell us a story. And we open our hearts and listen, and the people who share the story realize that there's a whole community in the room and beyond who wants to hold the story. And it becomes a very healing, very empowering, and strong community building event.
Now, in my experience, it's common for people to ask you when they know you're part of this event, what's your story about? So I'll save you guys that question. I've personally found a hard time describing what the story's about because it touches on many things, themes, layers, and it's changing all the time. So instead, I'll ask each of you, Brandon and Ileana, how the experience has been of working with Alia and coming up with the details that you want to share through your story.
So I met Alia when I had just moved here to the Valley, because I moved from Mexico less than 2 years ago. And she was actually inviting my husband to do one of her stories. But she saw something in me, and she invited me to do a story for the Immigrant Voices with English in Action. So that's why I wrote this particular story that I'm telling. But so much has happened since that year that we felt like we could add on some things, and I felt more comfortable to open myself to share more, because at first I was like, no, I'm gonna say something very light and yeah, just be there on stage and that's gonna be cool. But she was like, no, share more. And where are you going with this? And how far can we get it? So I started writing more, and it was a process for us, but it was a really powerful one, I think. So in the end, the product was something that I really liked. But now I'm adding more stuff and just going a little bit more deep with it.
I'm going to interject here because we're having a look at a true story from your life. These aren't made up stories. Mm-hmm. And yet it's in the past because it's happened. And so who are you now reflecting back on your story? And how were you in the story, all reactive, all engaged? And what have you learned? And it's really important to have a look and just, well, how do I feel about that experience now? How have I come to peace with it or not come to peace, and just stand in the present moment very clearly? And that's what I'm really interested in the story, is what does it mean to you now? Not what did it mean to you from what you remember back then, but well, that as well, but also what does it mean to you now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I got the invitation from Alia over email, I was pretty certain no, because I'm afraid of public speaking, and I do so here in the radio station behind closed doors, just looking out through the window at the world. But being on stage in front of people makes me nervous. So I decided I wanted to face that fear, and actually, I've kind of realized that through the creation of the story in general, I'm facing more fears than I originally thought, and I'm in a great moment to overcome those, and I feel really empowered by you, Alia, for kind of working with me to kind of, like Ileana said, dig deeper and find more sort of richness in the experiences that I've had that I'm going to share and their significance. So thank you. It's been really fun to work with you.
It's been my pleasure.
And I'm really looking forward to tonight's rehearsal at 5, and Sunday at 8 is it's coming up pretty soon. I'm looking forward to being ready for that. we'll see if I'm there yet tonight at 5, but yeah, I've been practicing a lot. The ending's the hardest part, though. I'm like, what am I gonna wrap up with? So maybe you all can help me with some. Yeah. Still
so please come on out, everyone, and support our local storytellers. It is scary getting up on stage and doing a presentation, and it's even that much more vulnerable sharing something from a very raw and live and real present moment perspective in your life. And you will not leave disappointed. It is such a generous gift. It is deeply moving and touching. So make the journey up, Valley.
And I will say it's interesting the way a story is living and changes in time. It's almost like recounting a dream, the details that you remember, the details that get lost. Alia, as part of this process, has asked us to, if we can, record every day ourselves telling the story and send it to her. And she's actually listened to them, as far as I know, which is pretty amazing, as far as directing goes. And and it's interesting to listen back to those, too, and see, wow, okay, how much it's transformed and continues to. And so I really look forward also to our rehearsal and our performance, having listened to each other's stories a couple of weeks ago, a few of us that could get together, to see how far they've each come. So thank you for coming in and sharing about it. Anything else that any of you would like to add?
I just want to know if Milo's going to be at the rehearsal.
No, he's not. Thank you.
That's Alia's dog. I hope it's okay if I tell the world that.
Yes.
And declare my love, my undying love for Milo and all other small dogs. Oh. Big dogs are okay, too.
Woof, woof.
Well, once again, this is on Sunday, this Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Wheeler Opera House.
Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, thank you.